Okay, let's continue. Here's a thought. Have you ever wondered why trees are capable of living for long periods of time despite local bad weather conditions or even global environmental changes? Well, they're able to do that because they have special adaptations that allow them to survive and change with the environment. One adaptation is their ability to release chemicals that can prevent damage from insects. Now, we all know that insects need to eat the tree's leaves and branches to survive, causing damage. Trees can limit this damage by releasing a chemical substance that insects can't live with. This makes the trees less vulnerable to these attacks. For example, redwood trees release gallotannic acid from their leaves and branches to scare off hungry insects. Okay, another adaptation is their complex root system that helps them to survive during a storm. You see, trees have many roots and the roots can grow in all directions, even tangling with other trees' roots. So during a big storm, trees can survive by holding each other up. Take redwood trees as an example. They have the strongest root system found in trees. Their root system often extends as much as 100 feet around the tree. This is a very long distance compared to other trees' root systems. In addition to that, these underground root networks often end up growing in circular clusters. These clusters give them tremendous strength against the forces of nature. This way, they can withstand high winds and even floods.